Real estate professionals play a vital role in buying, selling, and renting properties. There are several different types of real estate professionals, each with their own set of responsibilities and qualifications. In this article, we will explore the differences between a real estate agent, a broker, a realtor, and a KMRIZ. A real estate agent is a licensed/certified professional who acts as an intermediary between buyers and sellers of real estate. They assist their clients in buying, selling, and renting properties by providing information on the local real estate market, helping to negotiate offers, and managing the closing process. Real estate agents are usually paid a commission based on the sale price of the property. A broker is a more experienced real estate professional who has completed additional training and passed a more comprehensive exam. Brokers are licensed to manage their own real estate business, and they may supervise real estate agents. Brokers are able to handle a wider range of transactions, including complex commercial real estate deals, and they may receive a larger commission for their services. NB, this narration is based in the American model. The local model has things done in the reverse. A realtor is a real estate professional who is a member of the National Association of Realtors, NAR, a trade organization that sets standards for ethical and professional conduct in the real estate industry. Realtors must abide by the NAR's Code of Ethics, which includes rules on how they should treat clients and customers, how they should market properties, and how they should conduct business. A KMRIZ is a local agent whose main work is to take property buyers for a tour of the properties they need within his locality and often provides other services in land and property management, sales, and consultancy at a local level. They are usually very knowledgeable in local, or grassroots, customs, laws, and regulations that govern property transactions within the villages where they work. It should be noted though that the operations of the KMRIZ are informal and thus they usually assemble and conduct business under mango trees as they generally lack offices to operate their businesses. KMRIZ normally work closely with formal agents/brokers/realtors to provide services to both individuals and organizations. They play a significant last-mile role in the real estate industry within Uganda. A KMRIZ generally earns his/her income by charging what they call property search fees. A property search fee is a fee charged for showing a potential buyer or renter a property. This fee is typically paid by the prospective buyer or renter to cover the time and expenses associated with showing the property, such as transportation and preparation time. The amount of the fee can vary depending on the market and the property being shown. Please note, the Ministry of Lands in Uganda is currently working on developing a law that will regulate the activities of real estate agents, brokers, and realtors in the country. This new law will provide guidelines and standards for the professional conduct of these individuals and companies, ensuring that they operate in a transparent and ethical manner. The new law will also provide a framework for the resolution of disputes between real estate professionals and their clients. The development of this law is a significant step forward for the real estate industry in Uganda, as it will promote accountability and professionalism in the sector. The Ministry of Lands is committed to ensuring that the law is comprehensive and in line with international best practices, and that it provides the necessary protections for both real estate professionals and consumers. The implementation of this law will benefit the real estate industry by increasing public trust and confidence in the sector, leading to growth and development in the long run. In conclusion, a real estate agent, broker, realtor, and KMRIZ all play important roles in the real estate industry. Each offers different levels of expertise and services, and clients should choose the one that best fits their needs and goals.